listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and with Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. Clouds clearing today with a chance of some morning showers. Mackay is heading for 31 degrees while Airlie Beach should reach 30. Making news today, Friday, March 24, plans for a rail line to WA. Claims ramping is on the rise and the search for cane drivers. There's an ambitious plan to connect the Bowen Basin and Pilbara in Western Australia by rail so that steel can be made locally and exported. This week, a Senate inquiry is examining the validity of a project to link iron ore mines in the west and coal mines in the east. Founder of Project Iron Boomerang, Shane Condon, says there are plenty of benefits to the idea.
We've got a wonderful opportunity. It's sustainable. We lower the cost of cement and steel because we're getting rid of the world's biggest ships and trains.
There's a growing ramping crisis across Queensland, with paramedics saying it's a symptom of a failing health system. Hospital ramping times have soared by 25% over the last decade, with 29% of patients not offloaded from stretchers at Mackay Hospital within 30 minutes. Fiona Scanlon is the National Ambulance Coordinator with the United Workers Union. She says EDs are being clogged up because there's not enough hospital beds.
It is a result of an emergency department ending up with more patients than it can cope with, it having an inability to admit those patients up into the hospital and therefore clear beds in order to take new patients in.
Cane Growers Mackay hopes to train 60 new drivers over the next 3 years to address critical labour shortages and help meet its major goals. According to the company, its training courses have set up workers in the cane harvesting sector for 14 years, including a number of near-retirement age workers last intake. This year, it's set its sights on research in multiple areas, including making aircraft fuel and using sugarcane to create synthetic proteins for food. Chairman Kevin Borg says it's an exciting time to be part of the sugar industry.
They can actually make proteins out of sugar, so they can make it taste the same, look the same. So that there's a lot of research going into that, and a lot of that research is happening as we speak.
And schools, businesses and community groups across Mackay will be sporting a splash of colour today in support of the Ronald McDonald House Charities Colour for Kids campaign. It's all aimed at raising funds to support the almost 4,000 sick kids the charity's North Australian branches care for every year. Participants are choosing to fundraise in a range of colourful ways, from free dress or crazy hair days to rainbow bake sales and morning teas. Let's take a look at some sport now. It's a clash of basketball rivals as the new NBL 1 North season begins tonight in Mackay. Our Meteors and Meteorettes will take on CQ rivals, the Rockhampton Rockets and Cyclones. Local talent Madison McDonald will be returning to the Meteorettes alongside the return of Ellie Collins for her second season with Mackay. And the Mackay Cutters women's team will be heading to Townsville this weekend for round 3 of QRL action. Our undefeated side will be taking on the Burley Bears, who also haven't lost a match so far this year, so there's plenty of motivation for a win. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the WIT Sundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.